Hey, lovebooks. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of love and wisdom for thriving in all kinds of connections. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to dish out real talk about relationships, because let's face it, navigating this crazy thing called love can be a wild ride. Today, we're tackling something super important. Building resilience to criticism. Ever felt like your partner's words hit you harder than they intended? Like their feedback feels more like an attack? You know that feeling when you're trying your best, but it just seems like no matter what you do, there's always room for improvement according to someone else. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time to level up our emotional armor and become unstoppable in the face of criticism. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into 5 golden nuggets that will help you turn those critics, including maybe your own inner critic, from saboteurs to supporters. First up, remember, everyone's got a filter. Not all criticism is created equal. Sometimes, it's a genuine attempt at helping us grow, even if the delivery could use some work. But other times, it's just someone projecting their insecurities or baggage onto you. Learning to discern between constructive feedback and plain old negativity is key. Think of it like this. Would you take parenting advice from a toddler throwing a tantrum? Probably not. So, when someone's criticism comes laced with anger, judgment, or bitterness, remember that it likely says more about them than it does about you. Next up, let's talk about perspective. Ever notice how sometimes the things that bother us most are actually the very things that make us unique and awesome? There's quirks, there's flaws, they're what make us who we are. So, when someone criticizes something you love about yourself, try reframing it. Maybe that flaw is actually your biggest strength in disguise. Maybe it's that creative spark that sets you apart, or that rebellious spirit that keeps things interesting. Number 3. Communication is your superpower. Don't let criticism fester and build resentment. When someone says something that stings, take a deep breath and have a calm, honest conversation. Let them know how their words made you feel and try to understand their perspective. You might be surprised by what you learn. Remember, healthy relationships thrive on open communication, even when it gets tough. Now, let's get real. Sometimes criticism just sucks. And that's okay. It's totally valid to feel hurt, frustrated, or even angry. Give yourself permission to feel those emotions without judgment. Don't bottle them up. Talk to a trusted friend, journal your thoughts, or find a healthy outlet for your feelings. Last but not least, practice self-compassion. This is huge, guys. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a dear friend going through the same thing. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and respect, regardless of what anyone else says. You are amazing, capable, and deserving of happiness. Believe it. Okay, so picture this. Sarah and Mark have been dating for a few months, things are going great, but there's one little snag. Mark's mom can be a bit critical. Let's just say she has opinions about everything, from Sarah's cooking to her choice of clothing. One day, after dinner at Mark's parents', Sarah gets a text from Mark saying his mom didn't like her new haircut. Feeling down, Sarah almost canceled their movie plans that night. But then she remembered what we talked about today. Reframing negative feedback. Sarah took a deep breath and reminded herself that while Mark's mom's opinion mattered to him, it didn't define her worth. She realized that his mom probably just had strong opinions, not necessarily bad intentions. Sarah called Mark and told him she knew his mom was trying to be helpful even if in a clumsy way, but she felt confident in her style choices. They laughed about it, and Sarah ended up having a fantastic time at the movies with Mark. D. Resilience isn't about ignoring criticism or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about choosing how we respond to it. We can choose to let it define us or use it as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. Remember, you are strong, capable, and worthy of love. Don't let anyone dim your shine. So, what are you going to do today to build your resilience? I want to hear all about it. Share this episode with a friend who could use some relationship wisdom, leave a review, or tag me on social media with your thoughts. Let's keep the conversation going and empower each other to create loving, fulfilling relationships. Until next time, keep shining bright. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.